Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. I know y'all ready for me, but guess what? I'm going to shock y'all tonight. I got a new daughter-in-law in the house, and it's fun because we talking mom. But catch them for first. I'm trying to surprise y'all every night, and I think I got you with a biggie tonight.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And I want you to know it's prayer time. When we travel across the country, and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me. Say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress, and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray. Like only you can do so. Break every fetter. Break every yoke. you the heavy man. Call me on to my hospital and heal us. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace and time and joy in the soul. Lord, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight. Send deliverance like a mighty hammer. Send it like a two-edged sword. Send the revival to America. And help us to come back to Pentecost. Back to our praying ground. Back to loving one another. Back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burden. Bind us together everywhere. And make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us. Whip us and brew us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. And what we have, you gave us. And what we are, you made us. When you bow, when you bow,
like that one, because golly, that one took me back so far. I thought I was a teenager a while ago. But y'all just keep it up, keep it up. What I'm trying to do is introduce you all to the real world. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slowly but surely take you all down a roller coaster. See, because sometimes we don't ask enough of other people, and we think we're not giving enough of ourselves. So I'm asking the question. So for any of you all that call in, write a letter, yeah, drop me a note. Well, you know, in jailhouse we call it drop me a kite. So what I'm doing is I'm going to ask these hard questions, and I'm going to ask them every time you hear me. Every time you hear this phone ring on my end, you know I'm going to play, "What you got to talk about? This is Ask Uncle Billy." And right after you do yours, I'm going to do mine. So right now I'm asking, are we asking enough of ourselves? You know what I'm talking about? I know y'all got some kind of inkling. Because, I'm here to tell you, I've been thinking about it a long time because I've asked this question before. You know, Daddy used to say when I was a little boy, I said, "Boy, every time you think you're doing too much, look at it. You ain't doing enough." He said, "Because anytime you got time enough to think about it or anything like that, you're not doing enough. You could be doing something else with your time, but idly thinking." Daddy, what you talking about? I'm 9 years old. And I tell you what, I might not have had, I'm sitting there talking, I told y'all I'm talking to my new daughter-in-law, but I'm having a conversation about, you know, how I grew up and why. Because, you know, I had speculations at first. You know, most of folk in my hood wasn't, if you made it past 30, you was in jail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a rough toe to hold. So, but sometimes, we are perceived by other people it'll give us adverse feelings start running through your body like a bad cold. It's like your emotional bodyguard has taken the day off. You know, the slightest out of step situation, you know, somebody step on your shoes, somebody step on your bump up against you, you know, the slightest little out of step situation can tear your whole playhouse down. That's where true faith and believability might step in. But you know for a fact God gonna step in, because you're gonna say, I ain't never did this before. Whatever you might be thinking about doing, just cause somebody done bumped into you, knocked you off your target. You getting ready to do something you ain't never did before. That's when God, that's good God, because it gives you time to think. You know, you can manipulate the facts any way you want to under pressure. You know, extreme pressure. So you can do that, but guess what? You're actually not qualified when you're under extreme pressure. See, because your mind's still bubbling, you've been knocked off your target, and if you were the judge, you'd disqualify yourself. So, you know, because if you had never tried it before, you know, it's alien to you, man. You know, and you understand that because you done did it. You done did it more than once. You probably went on through with the play and got your butt kicked. You know, you're not seeing that he got five or six partners standing with him or right around the corner, and you get mad because he done scuffed your shoe. Now you got your butt whooped too. So, you know, you got to wake up and smell the coffee, y'all. See, because if you've never done it before, you know it's time to take a valued assessment of who you are and where you are and what you're about to do. So with that being said, because ye of little faith, I think I got a good one ready for you. And sooner or later, you're gonna find out that ain't never been here by yourself. You was born with the power. You got the power to do almost anything you want to. When I hear my kids, and you know, I'm talking about all my nieces, all my nephews, and everybody else, when I hear them say stupid stuff like, I can't do something. Well, it used to be, you know, in the olden days that I would chastise them. But I guess after so many years of them being told, don't use that word around Uncle Bill. If you use that word around Uncle Bill, you're going to get it. But check out, that's to me right now, they got it.
Talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. The Christian was trying to encourage him. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. There's two folk having a conversation. The Christian said,
thank you. Identification. Now listen to this one a little before I come back, and we'll just see. This one is an early one, y'all. I wasn't ready to play this one, but I'm going to get you something you'll like. Let me stroll back down through here. Oh, I know who it is. Y'all will like this one. Listen to the music and enjoy yourself.
Oh.
Time we are in
Commentary of tonight's show is still hidden deep. Are we taking ourselves for granted? Are we think that we are, I don't know, overcoming all of our obstacles at any time or whatever? But the question is, are we asking enough of ourselves? Are you going to be able to transcend all of the problems that's going on right now, right outside? Sometimes right inside, and then escalate your behavior to the maximum. Because, you know, sometimes somebody got to act like they got more sense than somebody else. You know, I ain't going to call no names. You know, I don't even like Romp Rose. I know y'all think it's something else. I don't even know that man. Never met that man. I met Rosa Parks. I met Martin Luther King III. I met Dick Gregory. I met a whole lot of folks. I never met that man. You know, I was just sitting there talking to my therapist, and I'm going to tell you something. He brought up a friend of mine. I guess on the outside, he was kind of crazy like Donald Trump. Oh, y'all made me call his name. Y'all got that out of me. You didn't have to squeeze me real hard. Y'all knew I wanted to say something anyhow. But with all of the political disruption and stuff going on, y'all and you start listening to your insane side. I don't even know if psychologists or the physicists, you know, the psychophysicists, did I just make that up? Know anything about your condition. You know, you're tired of being in the condition you're in. But golly, you was tired last year. You didn't go out trying to fight nobody. You didn't do but sit your old butt down now and your young butt and take a break. You know, if you got bad things on your mind, that means you might have a headache. Take two pills and call me in the morning. Because what you're doing, you're creating havoc and chaos in a time of nothing but sorrow. You know, we had five adults die here the other week, and of course those got the guy in Minnesota and the guy in Louisiana, and then some more people in Louisiana. Look, enough is enough. If you don't start doing something positive, what you'll be doing is backing yourself up 30, 40, 50 years. And that's what some people want. So you're going to jump into the pond and do exactly what they want you to do, and you know your ass can't swim. Golly, there go another dollar into the cup. But anyhow, and that ain't no cuss word either. That's just a word that people don't like to use, ass. But what you got to do, you got to, like I say, if your temper is that bad and you can't hold it back, take two asses and call me in the morning. See, you need time to rest. You need time to lay down. See, because some of the things we think about doing don't mean we have to do them. But if you keep jumping out there thinking you Superman, knowing that you can't, you can't whoop a 15-year-old. Ain't that what they said about, what's his name, Cat Williams? You jump out there and can't whoop a 15-year-old. Well, y'all in the same kind of shape. So, you know, just be real and, you know, act a little bit more dignified because it's really not worth it. And again, it's all a setback, man. It's all a setback. And if you keep setting yourself back 30, 40, 50 years, guess what? Ain't gonna never get nowhere. I'm gonna try this now, y'all, because, like I said, I'm with my therapist. Y'all just continue to have fun. And guess what? When I get back, we're going to wrap it up. Ooh, Lord. Lord, I'm going to hurry up. I'm going to do this one because Miss Badu has been dodging for years. Here it is.
Tonight, the BET Awards, we're going to celebrate the rich legacy of this remarkable genius that we are all so proud of. And in the spirit of his legacy, it is my honor to introduce my very good friend, the legendary Roots Crew, Miss Erica Badu and Bilal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be short and sweet, like I keep trying to tell y'all. The game is over if you let somebody else push your buttons and you don't know what you're doing. You know, you already said it yourself when Dot stepped in that I've never done this before. I've never been in this situation. So why are you going to jump in it now? Because somebody else did it? Okay. It goes back to when you were a little child. Kids used to jump off the old buildings. Every time Warren get his leg broke, oh, that was you, wasn't it? Well, see, that's what I'm saying. The other kids doing it, been doing it. Divine intervention, because they were waiting on you. You know, that's Murphy's Law, y'all. So, you know, it just depends on how much you do, what you do, and why you do it. Practice. Practice makes perfect, you know. But when you say it like that, you've been a fool for 5 minutes, but you jumping off the hive with folk been doing it for 5 years. Sounds kind of strange to me. Who do you think gonna get hurt? Who do you think gonna get hurt first? Okay. Well, see, back on the other hand, if you decide to do it the other way and you jumped off the bridge of hope into the sea of opportunity, then you're talking about a win-win situation. Because that's when hope and faith step in, and that's the reason Reverend Cleveland sang that song, Where's Your Faith, like he did. Because he knew somebody like you was going to come through at a time like this. So it's all basically the same thing. And so I'm going to find you something else. And when the party gets started, you're going to say, golly, why he start talking again? We was having fun. But guess what? Every time I try to get you on track, you want to go doing what you don't need to be doing. But until then, try this one on for size. Because sooner or later, you're going to hear something saying, ah, Lee hit a home run with that one. So, man, I'm looking at a lot of stuff that I don't really need to be looking at because I started out with what? Let me try my channel. Yeah, see, I'm back home now, y'all. Let me see what I got here. And this is really not my channel. Oh man. So understand me when I tell you that. Oh man, I ain't never heard this one. Here comes a new one, y'all. I've never tried this one before.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a history-making musical extravaganza. Tonight, we're proud to be able to present to you the living legends of gospel. Performing together for the first time ever on one stage, you're about to experience the pioneers who started it all. Please welcome your host for tonight's program, the legendary Mr. Lou Rawls, and witness the founding fathers whose direct influence helped to forge the popular music that we enjoy today. Welcome to the Living Legends of Gospel.
Welcome to the Living Legends of Gospel Music. Tonight you're about to witness some great, great vocal harmonies. Something that today, when you hear groups like the All for One, Boys to Men, you say, wow, that sure is good, ain't it? But what you don't know is that's something that's been going on for a long time. Singing praises to God. And tonight you're in for quite a treat. We've got groups. We're going to take you back to the roots. Oh, I'd say from the 30s right up to the present day. We'll talk about the beginning of Gospel Quartet. And I'm telling you, there have been some great ones, and there still are. And you've been for a treat tonight. You're going to hear some of the best. Welcome to the beginning. And we've got our first group up. We're going to do for you, Precious Lord.
Thank you. I want them on the wire.
Shows coming up real soon. We will be doing some entertainment type highlights and letting you all know the events that's coming up and going around and all of that, you know, put together. But the master of it all is we're going to even be bringing you some information, hopefully, if this guy is telling the truth. But if not, I'll find some. I found a business on the last weekend, said he'd like to start trying to do some mingling and jingling with the different businesses. And he's a radio junkie, just like Uncle Billy is. And so we think we have something that's going to be very unique. So give me a break, for heaven's sake, and we're going to keep it all going and keep it running because you know something. I haven't heard this one in a while. What about you?
Oh, that's all.
y'all know who that was, don't you? That was the Pilgrim Jubilee. They took me back so far. I trying to tell y'all, I thought I was a teenager. But see, again, the show is not destined to last very much longer this evening because of other time-consuming events. But I'm telling you for right now, this has been a great and wonderful show because of the people that I've been trying to connect with. I sit here and talk with my therapist and a young lady about doing some graphic arts for me. And it really felt great, you know, being able to do that and take care of you all at the same time because, you know, some people make it so hard to do the right thing. Well, you know, at the same time, life going on, it's moving, you know. And as my therapist was saying when he was leaving, if you don't make no moves, if you don't do nothing, you just constantly stay in the same place. And see, that's a truer than ever statement because you can have all them thoughts and ideas, but if you don't never engage, you know what I'm saying? So you got to realize that. We're going to listen to some folk that you already know, especially if you like my kind of music. I know you will.
See, the fact of the matter is, if you don't believe in you or something, then God dog, you all you gonna do is continue to sit and not do nothing. So, you know, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Because we in bad shape right now. Because what we're trying to do is do it by ourselves. You can't even think well by yourself. You know, you got to put your thoughts out there, let somebody else, like, bring some subjects up that you can talk about while you're not angry and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? You can't go down the road toward glory or nowhere else arguing and talking about something that ain't even worth talking about. So I think you got my grip. I think you got what I'm saying. And that's all that I'm saying is that drop the hate, drop the bad thoughts and all of that and say, now what we going to do? And sit down and think about something great that you want to do or that you feel like you can do and let that be it. Because trying to get somewhere with anger in your heart and hating your mind and stuff like that, that's a short fuse. And as you know, that's what folk want. Some folk really want something to happen so that it will escalate into some violence. And that way, they won't have to get their taxes raised. They won't have to, you know, all that kind of nonsense stuff, you know, stuff you can't even take with you. But to say the least, tonight you've been a great audience and great listeners, and I greatly appreciate your bearing with me while my therapist was coming in and all of that. But I didn't know that was going to happen today. But it's a good thing that it did. That means it won't happen tomorrow. So with that being said, I'm going to have to bid you all a farewell, good evening, and all of that, and a bag of chips, and see what else I can come up with. Because it's on and popping, y'all. I'm getting a lot of calls in, but I'm not doing a lot about it because it's bees that way sometimes. You know what I'm saying?